Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I am Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. If you're new to the show, please get to the website. A show you need to hear today, the title, Testing for Infections, Why You Are Wasting Your Time. Testing for Infections, Why You Are Wasting Your Time. Too many people thinking, intuiting, sensing they're suffering from some sort of a microbe. Virus, parasite, bacteria, prion, mycoplasmic infections, so on and so forth. And you can't find proof. And you go to the best infectious disease doctors that money can buy, and they can't find the bug. They can even see the proof of it. They can even see your torn and tattered and infected and pustered tissues. They can even see the gangrene. But they can't figure out what the cause is. And when they can see it, when you have an infection, when you've got a visible physical sign, at least then they're on the track. But what about when you've got fatigue? What about when your body just doesn't feel right? What about when you have joint pain? And you run through the myriad of tests that we utilize from the best hospitals in the world in a healthcare system that at least at one time delivered the best medicine on the planet. And they tell you there's nothing wrong with you. Most frustrating thing for people when the doctor says there's nothing wrong with you, and you know there's something wrong with you. You know something's eating away inside you. You can feel it, but they tell you there's nothing wrong. Well, if you study the history of disease and the history of infection and you really get into the guts of what infection's about, it would become very clear to you why you're being told this sad and depressing news that there's nothing wrong with you because the test's negative. And in short, to cut to the chase, tests don't tell the picture, which you already know, but I'm here to tell you why they don't tell the picture. When you get tested for whatever infection you might have, your doctors are going to run tests that are going to look for it in places it doesn't live. How's that for rocket science? When you're testing the blood, the infection may not be in the blood. When you're testing the urine, the infection may not be in the urine. When you're testing the cerebral spinal fluid, the infection may not be in the cerebral spinal fluid. Usually where we're looking at it is not where it lives. It may be hiding in the cell. It may be hiding in the spaces between the cells. It may be living in a biofilm. All these things we're going to get to today in greater detail. If you're new to the show, you may not have heard these words like biofilm. If you've been following the show the last 3 years, it's the umpteenth millionth time I've used the word biofilm. So right off the bat, as common sense would dictate, but how often does common sense prevail when you're tired and afraid and sick and lonely? But as common sense would dictate, they're just looking places where the infection doesn't live. So you've got to understand that infections are intelligences. Infections are thinking organisms. They are not dumb little one cell, less than one cell, strands of nucleic acids, as in viruses, or less than that, as in prions. You have to understand that infections, what ails you is a thinking organism that has lived much longer than we have lived. And they think. And the more you throw at them, the more they throw back at you. And this is what the cutting edge of pharmaceutical medicine is dealing with today, much to its dismay and joy, much to your dismay, because they're not going to come up with drugs. I don't care how much genetic engineering we do over the next century, and we are certainly going to cross great frontiers, genetically speaking, with drugs, but we're not going to be able to keep up with a far superior intelligence. These things mutate faster than we change our conversations. And it doesn't matter. A parasite, a virus, a bacteria, a prion, you name it. It thinks fast, and it hides fast. So it's a peekaboo game. It's hide and seek. It's not some dumb animal just living in your blood, waving at the testers at Kaiser. It does not work that way. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is a show that gives you a different angle on your health, that asks you to think if you're a thinking man or woman. If you're not, give it a try anyway. You may be forced to think. You may be in a position with your health for the first time in your life where you've got to take responsibility for yourself, because nobody's going to think it out better than you. I just help and facilitate. The website, straighttalk.cc, not .com. If you're driving, when you get home, get on the website. We teach with pictures, so you're online now. And we teach with pictures. Pictures say 1,000 words. So, issue one, you've got a bug. No one's isolated it. They're looking for it in the blood. They're looking for it in the urine. They're looking for it in the cerebral spinal fluid. What are they looking for? They're looking for the whole microbe, or its leg or arm or face. They're looking for a piece of its physical body, and they can't find it. The next thing they're going to do, or in conjunction with that, they're going to run antibody tests. Why antibody tests? Because once the immune system finds it, it's going to produce antibodies, and those antibodies can at least provide a clue. It's a clue. Everything's a clue. Nothing's definitive until you go in there with an electron microscope and the Hep C virus or the Lyme bacteria or some prion is waving at you and saying, "Hi, I'm here and I'm killing you." Outside of that, everything is a clue. So understand that when we do these antibody tests, IgGs, IgMs, IgMs for acute infection, IgGs for more chronic infection, the line between the two is sometimes very thin. When we do these tests, and I want to cut in now, be careful with your holistic practitioners doing antibody tests in these long, endless panels of thousands of different bugs, telling you on the basis of IgGs, meaning chronic infection indicators, that you in fact are infected presently. Be careful with that one. These IgG antibody tests that show that you were once exposed to hepatitis C, or you were at one time exposed to Giardia or amoeba, be careful with those. Because almost everybody is at one time or another exposed. What I want to do with this whole notion of you have a chronic infection, shift your perspective. That's worth the price of tea in China. If I can just shift your perspective, first point, they don't find it because it's hiding where they ain't looking. Or you don't, and we don't have the technologies to find it, in fact. Number two, once you get these test results, they're clues. And as far as antibodies, especially IgGs, they only mean exposure. They don't mean you've got an active infection. If the IgMs are up, we can make a stronger case. When you have, or your MD or whoever suspects Lyme, which is very, very tricky. But I don't want to focus on Lyme, or Epstein-Barr, or Hep C, or Giardia, or amoeba, or chlamydia, syndrome X. I don't want to focus on anything. Because fundamentally, this show applies so that any infection applies to this show. So point, the IgMs, the IgGs, you got to be careful with the IgGs because everyone's exposed at one time. That's another biting principle. Now go to the website and look at number 7, picture number 7. Go to picture number 7. Picture number 7, that's a picture of an antibody. And you see where it says variable region? That's where God does his genetic engineering for you. The variable region. And that Y-shaped antibody produced by, now go to picture number 10. There you have it, picture number 10. The B lymphocyte. B lymphocytes are stimulated by T helper cells. Let's give you a picture of that. Go to picture 15. Got to do the pictures. With the immune system, you must do the pictures. So I'll keep the pace slow for you. There's the B cell, picture 15. It's looking at the... It's getting help, that is, by the helper T cell. And it's going to produce an antibody. That antibody's got that Y shape. Now let's go under the electron microscope. Actually, I didn't put one of those on, but go to picture 8. Now there, picture 8. Illustration showing characteristic Y-shaped antibodies in purple going after an allergen in green. The allergen in green, that's the microbe. And the antibodies that are Y-shaped attach to the microbe. Now, why do those antibodies attach? Because they've been genetically engineered by God, by the B cell, with the help of the T cell. They've been genetically engineered to fit into receptor sites right on the microbe that it wants to kill. That's the way it works. So if you're producing antibodies, well, why? Because there must be something those antibodies are going after. Thus, all this emphasis on the antibody tests. And those antibodies, now shift to picture 7. Those antibodies are genetically engineered to the bug. I think that's marvelous. That's exciting. We do our own genetic engineering. We're going to get to solutions later, solutions for infections, solutions for chronic undiagnosed infections that you don't even know are infections, but you think they're infections. And then finally, everyone throws up their hands and says, this is a new kind of infection that we can't test for, but we know there's an infection. And because you have a Pasteurian mentality, because you want to kill the infection, because you go and spend your healthcare money on people who are going to tell you, we'll find it, isolate it, and kill it, because you think that, you're in a bad place now because they can't even isolate it. So they don't even know what to kill. When in fact you have an immune system that knows what to do. But we won't talk about stimulating that. We won't talk about priming that. We won't talk about how to make that optimal. Well, we will on this show. It's the longer, slower way to go sometimes. Yeah, kill it if you can. Use the antibiotics if you can. Vaccines, different story. We'll get to that eventually. We're accumulating data. We'll do a vaccine show, and we'll show both sides. There's always two sides to the story. We don't want to dismiss vaccinations and vaccines quite yet. But we do want to look at the myriad of garbage that's being accumulated and being forced down the public's throat unnecessarily. And delusionally, meaning you're not getting the full picture. You got to remember, an antibiotic was really just a fungus in a petri dish. Antibiotics are born out of nature, and so are vaccines. Now, to take the cue from nature and twist it into something serpentine, well, that's the problem. But to dismiss the essence is also stupid. So we'll get to vaccines on another day. Right now, what I want to point out to you, and this is going to be critical later, is that the variable region of the antibody, that's picture number